This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation.
Pennsylvania's Public School Employees Retirement System, commonly known as PSERS, is under FBI investigation, and its governing board is embroiled in a fight over investment policies. To learn the details, we turn to Hunter Tower. Hunter is Pennsylvania State Director of Freedom Foundation. Hunter, welcome. Hunter, with most of the attention focused on bringing the COVID-19 pandemic restrictions to an end, the problems at PSERS have been relegated to the back pages, but the problems here are very serious, so much so there are even bipartisan efforts underway to address them. So please fill us in on the current situation.
The PSERS, so for those who are unfamiliar with it, it's the Pennsylvania Public School Employees Retirement System. And this pension fund is one of the nation's largest in our entire country. It sends more than $6 billion in pension checks each year to over 265,000 retired teachers and other former school employees. And it's actually been unveiled that the Pennsylvania Teacher Retirement Fund is under FBI investigation due to initially being about kickbacks and bribery concerning real estate investments. And actually now, they've even they've invested funds into oil fields in northern Iraq owned by the Kurds, and it's just a colossal failure of what's been going on. And actually, it just came out in the Pittsburgh Tribune Review that among the 9 board members who refrained from signing this demand letter from PSERS leadership to be fired, it was actually board chairman Christopher Santamaria, who is actually a teacher and a former union leader in the Lower Merion schools, and several other board members who are actually tied to PSEA, which is the state's biggest teachers unions. And they've staunchly defended this the PSERS manager, regardless of this whole debacle.
In addition to that, there are some issues regarding the amount of contributions that teachers were required to put into the system each year that were miscalculated?
Absolutely. There was supposed to be a certain percentage of growth over a 9-year period ending in, I believe, June of this year, was higher than meeting the threshold, but they actually fell pretty short of that. And because to make up for these completely erroneous calculations and this complete debacle mess of what they've done, is actually they've now figured that the school employees will have to increase their contributions by 0.5% of their salary, while some will even have to pay up to 0.75% of their salary just to make up for these missed mistakes. And it's just amazing. It just goes to show, on top of obviously we're very union-driven, public sector union-driven organization to free workers from forced unionization, but it's just amazing that they're already nickeling and diming the current teachers on payroll to make up for those mistakes, while at the same time deducting union dues, usually typically 1.5% to 2.5% of their wages. And it's pretty much the cycle of corruption we've seen. So they deduct these dues, and most of these dues fund the campaigns and politicians who agree to do their bidding once safely in office. And then once elected, you know, these politicians pass legislation to raise taxes on private sector businesses and individuals in order to keep growing the size of government. And as government continues to grow and more employees are hired, unions can take more union dues from, obviously, the union members themselves. And it just keeps cycling and cycling. And obviously, we see that with the board members who have a vested interest in keeping kind of the status quo. And it's just a complete mess and just corruption to its core.
Who then are holding the management accountable for these errors and for this corruption if the board isn't doing it?
Thankfully, we've seen in the news, I mean, State Representative Frank Ryan has been a pretty staunch advocate for this, to holding their feet to the fire. And now we've even seen our state treasurer, Stacey Garrity, actually working alongside. Actually, last week, Katie Muth, who's a Democrat state senator from Montgomery County, they've actually sued the PSERS, trying to get to the bottom of this. And they've been actually joined by former treasurer, who's on the board as well, as Joe Torsella. So when you have Republicans and Democrats getting along on this issue, something is definitely going wrong.
Yes, getting Republicans and Democrats together in Harrisburg is next to impossible. They seem, however, to be united in a desire to actually get information. You've mentioned that all of these individuals are on the board, yet they're not being given the financial information and other items that they want from management at PSERS. So how is it that they now have to go into court in order to get documentation and they're actually board members? What chance does anybody else have?
I completely understand. And I mean, it just goes to show the power of the unions and what they have. I mean, they don't want to share anything. We see this on our end as well, from grassroots effort when we trying to get union members to opt out as well. I mean, this is from the very bottom level. And I mean, we get shut out from right-to-know requests from the governor's office and things like that. I mean, it just goes to show how much power these government unions, especially these teachers' unions, have over board members of one of the nation's largest pension fund. I mean, it's just like, where does the buck stop? It's just amazing.
So we have the FBI doing investigations. We have board members demanding more transparency and more information. Any idea where this goes to from here?
Well, hopefully the court settles it out for everyone, and we're hopeful for that positive outcome, especially for the teachers who are going to have to pay for this at the end of the day. I mean, and again, this hurts the taxpayers because these teachers who are going to have their contributions upped into this retirement program, the taxpayers are paying their salary and in turn paying the rest of this, and we're funding this. So, I mean, that just means taxes are going to go up. And then, obviously, I'm sure we're going to hear from the governor and some other leading heads on this that are bought and paid for by the public unions that they need to have another government entity or they need to have more government, and it just means more taxes and killing businesses. I mean, especially after the past 15, 16 months of this lockdown mess and this pandemic stuff we've unfortunately have to been dealing with here in the Commonwealth. I think we need a break.
We are talking with Hunter Tower, who is the Pennsylvania director of Freedom Foundation. And speaking of union power, our schools, our public schools, have been either virtual or partially virtual for most, if not all, of the past school year. Now it comes to light that the guidance from the Wolf administration has actually been coming from some of the state's largest and most powerful teacher unions. Can you give us some background on that?
There was a bombshell report that happened a few weeks back that from the publication Broad and Liberty that disclosed that found Tom Wolf's chief of staff and his deputy chief of staff met with the heads of the American Federation for Teachers, Pennsylvania's chapter here, and the head of the PSEA, Pennsylvania State Education Association. So what happened after that, obviously a lot of schools and local school boards were kind of waiting on guidance of where to go from there. And when they met, obviously it came out that we're going to keep schools shut down, we're going to keep kids virtual or masked up or whatever it may be. And it was directly after that meeting. And it's kind of ironic because it's, you know, you have pretty much a similar case that happened with, you know, Randy Weidengartner with AFT, that when they met with the Biden administration, the CDC, right after that, the national guidance from the NEA and all these other teachers unions, they've said the same thing. So it just trickled down to the state and local level. And it's such a shame because it's hurting our kids. It's hurting our families. And honestly, we've even heard from our state point, we've heard from teachers that want to go back into school. They miss, you know, the high five, and they miss seeing their kids. And I mean, it's such a shame of we're not really going to see the repercussions of all this mess that teachers unions have caused.
Taking a look now at the fact that, as you mentioned, teachers are being really forced in many ways to pay dues to these labor unions. There, of course, was a ruling a number of years ago, a couple of years ago now, that they weren't required to do that. Have we seen teachers leaving unions, and are the teacher unions still throwing roadblocks in the way of those who want to actually leave to resign their membership in these unions?
Oh, absolutely. 3 years ago, we're actually coming up on we call it Janiversary. It's the anniversary of Janus versus AFSCME, which is the American Federation for State, County, Municipal Employees. And it happened on actually June 27th, which was confirmed by the Supreme Court in 2018. And this was a guy, Mark Janus, who was from Illinois, was kind of getting ticked off that his dues were getting deducted, and he saw his dues going to, you know, Democrat politicians and other causes and lobbying efforts for very left-wing things, and he didn't like that. He wanted to do something about it, so it made its way all the way up to the Supreme Court, and they ruled in his favor, and they affirmed his First Amendment right that no public sector employee, if they want to refuse their membership, have to be compelled to pay union dues. So we've seen this since the three-year anniversary of this. We actually opened up Pennsylvania operations here just last year in March, about a week or two before the shutdowns. And we've actually seen over almost $1.5 million that we've removed from these government unions because we show workers, you know, you do have your right to opt out. And we're seeing it now, like I said previously, we're coming up on the third anniversary of this, and workers still don't know their rights. And a lot of time, it's so sad from our standpoint. I mean, we're happy to do it. It's what we do for a living, that we come to their doorstep or they receive our mailer or we give them a phone call, and they're first hearing about their rights from us and not their employer or their union. And that just raises alarms everywhere.
Hunter Tower of the Freedom Foundation. Hunter, tell us a little bit more about the Freedom Foundation. Also, where can folks go on the website if they would like to learn more about your organization?
We're a national 501c3 nonprofit. Our mission is to advance individual liberty, free enterprise, and limited accountable government. And we're also nationally known for freeing workers from forced unionizations because it's obviously their right via the Supreme Court in 2018. And they can go to www.freedomfoundation.com to learn more about us.
Hunter Tower, Pennsylvania Director of Freedom Foundation. Hunter, thank you for taking time to be with us.
Thank you, Loman. I really appreciate the time.
This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the community forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.